up to the pasuk of Yishlach Devaroi, Hashem sends His word, V'yamsim, and Hashem melts the snow, the ice that we were talking about in the pasukim beforehand. That the Rishonim say that the Devaroi refers to the sun and to the rain, as both of them have the ability to melt the snow. Yashiv Ruchoi, Hashem sends His wind, Yizlu, Mayim, and it flows waters, because the snow is only at some parts, and if it will melt in its place, only those parts will get rain. But it flows like down the mountain, or from one place to another place, and by flowing, it waters many different places wherever it travels on top of. Moshe Salvechik from Switzerland used to say that when we say these psukim, we have to realize all the nefloys, as we spoke about this week and last, that Hashem does for us in the course of Teva, that we look at them as nature, but it's set up like that as a master plan for our Teva, for our benefit, every single step of the way Hashem made the forces of nature in the way that should be the best and most convenient for us. And he used to say over a story, the Rebbe Sol Salanter's daughter was once sick and she was in the hospital. And many people came to visit her. So the hospital staff, the doctors, the nurses, they wanted to know, who's this important lady? She looks like a young woman. Why is everybody coming to visit her? She doesn't look like Choshev. She didn't look like anybody that people should come visit. So they told them, it's not because of her that people are coming to visit. It's because of her father. Who's her father? Rebbe Sol Salanter. What's so special about him? Go be masber to go what Rebbe Sol Salanter was. So Rebbe Sol Salanter's daughter said to them, I'll tell you what my father is. When I was a young child, I asked my father that the laws of nature are that if you mix hot and cold, the hot water rises and the cold water goes to the bottom. So I asked him, if you have cold water and freezing water, and the freezing water turns to ice, shouldn't the ice go to the bottom and the cold water stay on top? Because the ice is colder than the cold water. And so Salanter answered her, and he said that Hashem made it that the ice should float and not sink. Because had ice sunk, it would be detrimental to the Bria, to the environment, to the world. And the reason for that is because in the winter, when the rivers and the lakes, they freeze over, if the ice would fall to the bottom, so the top layer would freeze, then it would go down, then the next layer would freeze, and then it would go down to the bottom, and then the third layer, and the fourth layer, till the entire lake or river will be one solid brick of ice, and all the life, the fish, and the plants in the river would all die. And more than that, when it comes springtime, and the sun will beat on top of the top layer of ice, so the top layer of ice will turn to water. But since it's hotter, it will stay on top, and the ice on the bottom will never get the sunlight to melt it, and it will remain ice. Therefore, Hashem made it that the ice floats, even though it's colder, in order that the fish and the life in the rivers and the lakes should be able to survive. And this is just one of the many atavos that Hashem did in the ways that He made the world, that it should be a perfect world for us to be able to live in, with many conveniences that we have, that Hashem did for us as extra atavos, as extra favors, to help us in our daily lives. The pasuk continues, Magid Devar v'Yaakov, Hashem told His word to Yaakov, which is the Torah, Chukav Mishpatim Yisrael, and again the Chukim and the Mishpatim to Klal Yisrael. So we said last week from Shimon Schwab that it means that Hashem broke it down for Klal Yisrael, that they're able to learn it. And it wasn't a big chunk for them. But the Mefarshim explained that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations, but Hashem didn't give it to them as Chukim and Mishpatim, He gave it to them as just a bunch of dinim without reasons, and they chose to say no. But to break it down, it is understandable, it's different dargas, chukim, mishpatim, that Hashem only did for Klal Yisrael. So Sam Sefer gives a mashal There was once a wealthy father that had one son that he loved, and he wanted to leave him his Yerusha, his business. His business was, he had mines of gold and diamonds, and he wanted to give it to this son. But he didn't want the other sons to complain that he didn't offer it to them. So he took the other sons on a far trip to where he had his mines, and he showed them, these are my mines, and they saw deep holes of dirt with people having to crawl into them. And they didn't know what to appreciate for it, and it looked like hard work, and they said that they would rather take a few dollars and pass up on the Yerusha of the mines. Now the one son that he loved, he taught him the malacha and how to do it, and he showed him what you could get from it, and then he offered it to him. And that son was ecstatic to take it, because he's being offered the chance to make a fortune constantly, now that he knows how to do it. So to the Musa'alim, Hashem offered them the Torah, but he never gave them the kelim how to learn it. Hashem and Klai saw Hashem gave us the kelim how to learn it, and he broke it down for us that we should be able to learn it and comprehend it in order that we should have it. And that's what Hashem did for us, that he didn't do it for us, Hashem didn't do it for any other nation. Umishpatim bal yadum. Hashem didn't give them mishpatim, but he left the whole Torah, says the Mefarshim, as chukim haluka. The Rekach says, Baal, the reason why we use this lashon is because the Torah starts with the letter Beis, Bereishis, and as Einika, you saw Lamed. Hashem didn't teach them Bereishis till Einika Yisrael. The Yavit says, we say mishpatim ba yadum, that they didn't know it. We don't say that Hashem was loy ha'idil lahem. But by Yudum, they didn't know it because it was their Bechira, they chose not to know it, they didn't want to learn it. And we say, what does this mean, like, and why do we start the Pesukim Magad Var of Yaakov, Chukum Mishpat of Yisrael? So the Besalevi says it refers to three things. Magad Var of Yaakov is the Torah, the Limra Torah. Chukum Mishpat of Yisrael refers to a higher madriga, that's why it's called Yisrael, Asuke Shmaitz Alib the Hilchsa, being able to mechav in the halacha in the proper way. But also, the Chayim Lechagai refers to if a person is Laimit Torah, the Shema, Megalon Lai Razi Torah, they teach him the Raz from the secrets of Torah. Nasa Kamayanam is Gabra, and it comes like a Mayan, a wellspring that keeps on giving forth. That's what it means, also Chayim Lechagai, that Hashem didn't make them. This koyach was only given to Klai Yisrael to know the Seidus HaTorah and to become like a Mayan and Mezgaber. That was only given to Klai Yisrael. So Loyasa Chelech HaGoy, they didn't make any other guy have the ability to know the Seidus HaTorah, the Rosh HaTorah, and be a Mayan and Mezgaber. The Gra says that we use the word Chayn, because Chayn is Gematria 70, that's Seid, the Ayin of Torah, the Seid of Torah. This is what Hashem didn't give to any guy, like the Beis Halevi says. The Devarim adds, in the Bir of the Leos Lechein Lechol Goy, that we know through Amelus Batara, a person can come, the Klaf of the Torah, can come a different mensch, that the person can come a different person through Limud HaTorah. And that's what we say, Leos Lechein Lechol Goy. This, the Klal Yisrael, is the Aman Ivchar, and it can come Meroimim through the Torah, special people through the Torah. And Torah Lei B'Shemayim was given only to Klal Yisrael. That is only for Klal Yisrael. The Umas Ha'alim, even if they would accept the Torah, they would only have the Torah as a bunch of dinim, but they wouldn't have had the ability to come uplifted through the Torah. This is something that's only given to Klal Yisrael and wasn't given to any other nation. Now what's the Hemshech, the continuation of these Pesukim from the Pesukim beforehand, when we talk about the Geshem, the Shalak? And now that we talk in this Pesukim about the Magad Dvar of the Yaakov, that Hashem teaches the Torah to Yaakov. So as the Semes explains, that we're telling you, that just like everybody understands, that the ground, no matter how much you plant it and plow it, whatever malachas you do to it, whatever work you put into it, you can fertilize it. If it doesn't rain, there's no rain, snow, some type of water, liquid coming down onto the earth, the earth can't produce its fruit, it will remain barren. So to a person without Torah will not become an Adam HaShalem, he can't work on himself, he can't produce fruit like the ground, unless he has Torah, as we say, Torah is the only way that a person could grow, to take away from the Paradom, and to come Ish Meraimim, to be made to the Lev Evin, as the Navi says. And to make a Leibah, so the only way to do it is through the Torah, that's the only thing that can make the person. The Chofetz Chaim had two granddaughters. that were teenagers, they went to college, to university. Before they went to the Chofetz Chaim in Radin, and they told the Chofetz Chaim, Zaidi, you're a smart, brilliant man. Why are you sitting in your dark corner in your little village in Radin, following some backwards ways? Come with us to the big city, to the university, and you'll learn so much knowledge. You'll become a great intellect. You'll become a famous professor. And everyone will have so much from you. Why are you staying here in Radin knowing nothing? The Chofetz Chaim told them, you think now they know a lot? Will come a time where there'll be much more chachma. They'll create bombs that will destroy cities. They'll send people to the moon, they'll walk on the moon. But you should know, a mensch is only made through the Torah. Only the Torah has the ability to make a mensch. All other chachmas, no matter how much the person learns, he remains the same person, it doesn't make a mensch. Torah is the only thing that makes a mensch out of a person. This, says the Sfas is the lesson that we're learning in these psukim, that just like the water is needed to make the ground produce, so too the Torah is needed to make from the human being a mensch. And as we said over last week from Shimon Schwab, that's the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael also in a broken down way, that we should be able to understand it, just like the rain and the snow and the ice are broken down into small pieces, so it shouldn't destroy the world. So too to Klai Yisrael, Hashem gave it as small pieces, that we should be able to comprehend it and understand it. The Sich Yitzchak learns that the last psukim is a riot to, on his mahalach, we were saying the whole time, and we're telling Klai Yisrael, don't worry, Mashiach's going to come. And Klai Yisrael is always worried that it's not going to come. We brought proof from the changes of the seasons, of the weather, how things could change quickly, so to Mashiach come quickly. And at the end he says that David HaMelech is saying that maybe you'll think that how could it be that Hashem wants to bring Mashiach, and Hashem wants to bring Mashiach, what took thousands of years for Mashiach to come? Why is it taking so long? How is it possible to say Hashem really wants Mashiach to come if Hashem hasn't brought Mashiach yet? And that we tell them, the age was nitin 2,000 years before the Brias HaOlam, and still, and it's a tafkid of the Bria, and still it wasn't given to Maimon Har Sinai until 2,000 years later. Shnei Alfei Toru, till 2,000 years later, the Torah wasn't given. More than 2,000 years. So you see that even though this was the tafkid of the Bria, this was the reason the world was created, it could still took a long time till it came, till Klai Yisrael, Hashem gave it to Klai Yisrael, and he didn't give it to any other Goyim beforehand. So too the Gula Hasida, even though it's taking so long, it's not a reason to give up on it, because you see the Dvar Hashem could be pushed off till Hashem wants it, to an opportune time, even though it seems like a lengthy amount of time for something so important. So therefore you shouldn't give up, even though it hasn't come yet, because at the tune of time it will come right away. Now the next kapitel that we say, Haluko, Halos Hashem and Hashemayim, Rashi in Shabbos, Kufiches on the day, he says that kapitel, together with the kapitel of Haluko, Halos, Kel, Kodshoi, are the main two Halukas. That's what the Gemara is referring to when he says, Yechelki, and Gremri, Hal, Bechol, Yorim, these two kapitel. Therefore, say the Mepharshim, that person has to say it with extra kavana, to focus on them more, because these are the two most important ones. And the Rishayim, the Rekech, the Alshich, the Arizal, in Sefer Shoreh Shavai, they tell us that even though this kapitel seems like just enumerating many things that Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it lives in it, there's hidden in it many sides, many of the secrets of the Kabbalah that we don't understand, but we have to know it's Chashivos, and therefore we have to mechavent it in it, even though we don't understand it and appreciate all that it's saying. Now we say, Halleluah Hashem and Hashemayim, you should praise Hashem and Hashemayim. So the Radak says, it's not a tzibur, we're not commanding the Shemayim to be mahal to Hashem, because who are we to command the Shemayim, as Rabbi Leib explains? But what we're saying is, it's befitting for the Shemayim to be mahal to Hashem. Hallelu and praise him, Bemroimim, in the high. The Alshach says that we're going to say in these psukim seven different things, Shemayim, Meroimim, Belochov. They correspond to the seven Rekiyim. Some of them are the Rekiyim, and some of them are things that are in that Rekiyah. They correspond to all seven Rekiyim, as the Gemara tells us, that the seven Rekiyim. And Kenegra, we say that in each Rekiyah there's a hell, there's a praise to Hashem. As others learn, the Rekiyah and the Achrayim, that it is really a tzivui. We are being mitzaveh, the Shemayim, to Mahal Hashem, because they need to come out to Bnei Adam to Mahal Hashem, as the Dargah, the Bria, is telling Klai Yisrael. And the Malachim don't start saying Shir, to Klai Yisrael start saying Shir, as Chazal tell us. And the Avigdor Melech says it's more than that. The way anything that's Bria saying Shir is, when it's Mekayim, it's Tavka, when it reaches its Shleimus. Part of the Tavkid of the Bria is to bring Klai Yisrael to come to Akara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Eichem the Mar, Ruby Bar Seira, Kama Shabrasi, the Chodi Brasi, it's out of Avasisiv. Hashem created it to bring Kavod to Hashem, to be Binkel to Akar to Hashem, that they should praise Hashem. So when Klai Yisrael sing Shira to Hashem, automatically they're causing with them that the Bria should sing Shira to Hashem. And we find the Mepharshim say that they do it as the Pasuk says, Hashemayim Misaf Mekilayt Kel. Halu, they praise him, called Malachov, all the Malachim of Hashem. Halu, Kotzlov. The Rekech explains that the Malachim are the Malachim that are sent out on a Shlichus. They're sent to do different things. The Tzvav refers to the, as the Navi says, I'm the Mimini Miswali, the ones that stand around the Kisei HaKavod. They're not sent on Shluchim, but they are Shlichus. But they always stay next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, next to the Kisei HaKavod. Halu, praise Hashem, Shemesh V'Yerech. And the Rishonim say that the reason we put Shemesh V'Yerech together is because each thing has a different shir, because there's a different tafkid, but Shemesh V'Yerech have one tafkid, a similar tafkid. One's in charge of the day, one's in charge of the night. But they're together, they're in charge of the solar and lunar systems and the sun, the year, and therefore they say a similar shira. And therefore they're put together. Halu kol koich v'yar, praise Hashem all the koich v'yar. The Rishonim say they really all Kaichavim give R, and this that we call in the Chazal and the Navi, that some Kaichavim give R and some don't, it just means that people see the R or not. Because some of them are far away from Bnei Adam, and therefore we don't see them, and we don't see their R. But in reality, every single Kaichav gives R. Now what does it mean this, that we're telling them all to say Shira to Hashem? We said previously that the sun and the moon, when they travel, they say Shirat Hashem. What does this mean? So the Mepharsha bring the words of the Rambam. That the Rambam in Perek Shlishi, the Sayyidah Torah says Kol HaKichovim all the stars of HaGalgalim Kulim Bali Nefesh V'Dei of HaSkelheim. They're all Bali Nefesh and have knowledge and Seichel. They're alive and they're standing. And they're marker he who said that the world should be. Each one according to his gedula and his ma'alim, mishabchim and firing. They praise Hashem, liyotzom, to the one that created them. Kemoy hamalachim. So the Rambam tells us that the kechavim and the mazalis, the Shemesh, the Yerech, the Gagalim, they all have Das, and they all sing Shira to Hashem. And the Mepharshim say that that's what we're saying in these Psukim. Where we say, Halu Shemesh V'Yerech, Halu Kol Chorech V'Yor, because they have a Das, and they have an ability to sing Shira, because they're Bali Deo. There are types of Malachim, they're things that have greater Deo than people. The Rambam says they're less than Malachim, but they're more Deo than people. And therefore they have the ability to say Shira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu.